Unit 4. Picture Writing. November 6th. Basic Sample. Lisa and Wendy were chatting in the classroom. They did this every day and often gossiped about their classmates. They would talk about who they liked, but more often about who they didn't like and why. That day, the conversation turned to Ben, one of the boys in their class. "His hair is so ugly," said Lisa. "So is his face," said Wendy. "What a loser." They kept laughing and chatting. However, what they didn't know was that Ben was standing right at the window. He could hear what the girls were saying about him. It made him feel very sad. Just at that moment, Lisa happened to turn her head and see Ben standing outside. She gasped in shock. Wendy turned and saw Ben as well. They were both very embarrassed, and they knew he had heard every word. Lisa and Wendy were ashamed and apologized to Ben at once. He forgave them, but they felt so bad about what happened that they changed their ways and never spoke about people behind their backs again. Advanced Sample. Lisa and Wendy were chatting in the classroom. This was an everyday occurrence for them. They often gossiped about their peers, discussing who they liked, but more often about who they disliked and why. That day, the subject of their snarky remarks was Ben, one of the boys in their class. "His hair is hideous," said Lisa. "So is his face," said Wendy. "He's such a loser." They kept laughing and chatting. Little did they know that Ben was standing right at the window. He was able to hear all the horrible comments the girls made about him, which made him feel extremely upset. At that very instant, Lisa happened to turn her head and see Ben standing outside. She let out a gasp of shock. Wendy spun around and spotted Ben as well. They were both mortified, as they could tell that Ben had heard every cruel word. Lisa and Wendy were so ashamed of themselves that they apologized to Ben at once and begged his forgiveness. This he granted, but they felt so awful about what happened that they mended their ways and never spoke ill of people behind their backs again.